I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, October 6. Coming up, National Water Commission to begin sewer line repair work on Constant Spring Road. Special maintenance program to be put in place for primary schools. And National Security Ministry awards 100 children of policemen tertiary scholarships. The news in detail after the break.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, NWC, is to begin work tonight on a sewer line which caused a section of the road in the vicinity of the Marketplace Complex on Constant Spring Road to collapse. Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, says the agency's engineers and wastewater specialists visited the site.
Since that time, we have initiated emergency procurement arrangements to engage a contractor who is now being mobilized to have his crew and equipment on location to begin repairs to the damaged sewer during the course of tonight.
Mr. Buchanan says the NWC has taken steps to identify and begin the process of preparing and delivering to the location the necessary material and equipment. Based on what was observed, it is expected that the work will continue for a few days until completion. Motorists are being advised to use alternate routes where possible, and those who do use Constant Spring Road are advised to expect delays as only two of the five lanes are accessible to vehicular traffic at this time. The available lanes represent one lane for northbound traffic and one lane for southbound traffic. Education Minister Ruel Reid says a special repair and maintenance program will be put in place for primary schools. Mr. Reid says the ministry will be strengthening the furniture procurement process to ensure that requisite furnishings are provided for the start of each academic year.
I am with my team working. We're going to have a maintenance program per parish to make sure that we can do your minor repairs very efficiently, while at the same time we look at the bigger project.
In the meantime, geotechnical work has been completed for the upgrading of the Bryce Primary School in Manchester. The project, valued at $23 million, is expected to bring significant improvements to the institution. The human trafficking curriculum rolled out in schools at the start of the new academic year is being hailed a success. The guide was rolled out in more than 500 primary and secondary institutions at the start of the school year in September, following the success of the pilot introduced in 2015. Director of Safety and Security in Schools, Assistant Superintendent of Police, ASP Coleridge Minto, says the curriculum is being complemented by ongoing training exercises to make stakeholders aware of the issue.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, we have trained just 2 months ago 1,000 school officials, and in the next 2 to 3 weeks we will be doing a training of some 400 safety and security officers.
The training and rollout of the curriculum are being spearheaded by the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. The team has been working to improve Jamaica's rating to Tier 1 in the Trafficking in Persons report issued by the U.S. State Department. Meanwhile, ASP Minto is urging parents to monitor their children's online activity, as predators often use social media to lure their victims. And 100 children of policemen who are currently serving, have died or were injured while on duty, have been granted scholarships to fund their tertiary education. Each scholarship, provided by the Ministry of National Security in partnership with the Jamaica Police Federation, is valued at $200,000 per year over 3 years, based on each student achieving and maintaining a 3.0 grade point average annually. National Security Minister Robert Montague says education is a tool for upward mobility and urged the scholarship recipients to take advantage of resources available to address issues and barriers that may prevent success. The minister has pledged to consider extending the scholarship to cover 4 years where applicable, and the student maintains or surpasses a 3.0 grade point average. Since the program was introduced in 2003, 652 scholarships have been presented. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.